Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Welcome to show number four of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. Thank you guys for listening tonight. I'm your host, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN Fresno studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. For the next hour, we're going to be talking pure Fresno Pacific University athletics. Last week, we had members of the men's soccer team, including first-year head coach Cam Shiroki. We had a great time, and tonight we welcome members of the women's team, first-year head coach Roberto Hernandez and four players, Monique Navarez and three local players, Chloe Mortensen, Zoe Lango, and Mackenzie Madrone. If you missed any of the past shows, you can go to 790ESPNFresno.com. It's right there. And we're excited about bringing you this show tonight. This show is the flagship show for 790 ESPN. Now is the time when I recap the Fresno Pacific University athletics from the past week. We'll take a break, and then we'll get to know the women's soccer team a little bit more. Excited about that. This past week, volleyball had two games against two Hawaii rivals. On Thursday, they swept Hawaii Pacific 3-0 with Hoover High's Michaela Smith. We love our local athletes, leading the way with nine kills. But on Saturday, they fell to Chaminade, the 10th-ranked team in the country, by a score of 3-1. Despite the loss, it was a historical night at the Special Event Center as junior Cambria Waits recorded her 1,000th career assist for the Sunbirds. In men's water polo action, they had a busy weekend, playing four games in the Gary Troyer Invitational in Los Angeles. The Birds went 1-3 in the event, but took some good losses against some Division I teams, number 13 UC San Diego and number 16th-ranked Loyola Marymount. The lone victory came against conference foe McKendree University by a score of 20-11. Tristan Fox led the Sunbirds with four goals, while Pietro Cantano and Jake Canales scored three apiece. Men's and women's soccer traveled down the road to Irvine on Saturday to face conference rivals Concordia, and both sides fell 2-0 in their respective games. The men's team put up 14 shots against the Eagles, but were unable to find the back of the net. The Concordia women, meanwhile, are currently ranked 6th in the nation. Lastly, men's and women's cross-country raced at the Masters Invitational in Santa Clarita, and both teams put up impressive performances. Despite dealing with some injuries, the men placed 8th out of 26 teams, with El Diamante High's Devin Ibarra and Parlier's Evan Torres leading the Sunbirds in the 8K race. The women's team stood out, placing 3rd overall in the invite, and junior Julissa Avila led the team with her second straight top 15 finish, completing the 6K course in 22 minutes and 14 seconds. The performance earned her PacWest Conference Runner of the Week honors. Congratulations to both Julissa and Cambria on their big weeks for the Sunbirds. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to chat with members of the women's soccer team from Fresno Pacific University. Coach Roberto Hernandez is here, Chloe Mortensen, and Zoe Lango. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I am your host, Paul Metters, live here at the ESPN studio across from Bullard High School. And we have the women's soccer team in the house at Fresno Pacific University. We have Coach Roberto Hernandez. We got Chloe Mortensen, a Clovis High grad, and Zoe Lango, a Clovis East grad. So we might dive into a little bit of their high school time here, but we're going to be focusing on their time here at Fresno Pacific College and what's going on here. So first of all, guys, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, excited to be here. Excited. Thank you for having us.
All right, so the first question I want to ask you guys about this dang weather out there, right? That's what we talk about a lot in the Central Valley. Was it 103 last week when it was still October? So how is it, though, playing soccer? You know, you guys are playing in the spring, not in the winter like high school does, but how is it playing soccer in the last part of summer where it's still 100 degrees out there? Is there a huge difference between winter and summer?
Definitely. I can tell with just stamina and things, the heat really takes that out of you. And then at that point, it's October, and it's like, it should be cold by now. So it's almost just like confusion and like, what is going on? But yeah, playing in the spring and summer and then transitioning from a high school winter season, it's just It's different.
But Chloe, you talked about injuries. How injuries are a little bit different, right, with the weather.
Yeah, I definitely think that going from the winter to the summer is a lot easier on injuries, and definitely, especially everyone on our team that's experienced ACL and meniscus injuries, I know your scars in the winter, they hurt. They hurt a lot. So I would say that the summer is a lot better on the girls with their healing processes, for sure.
Coach, what are you used to? Are you used to soccer in the spring or winter or year-round, or how's it different for you?
A little bit of everything. I grew up in Bakersfield, so used to soccer in the winter. Obviously, being in the college game for a little bit, it's in the fall, but I was down south where we weren't facing 103-degree weather, so that's been an adjustment for sure. Kind of making sure that, you know, they get enough water and they're hydrated, so it's been good. But I feel the heat, so I can't imagine the players, you know, putting in that work in that 100-degree weather.
So you were in SoCal last week, right? Last Saturday?
Correct. Yeah, we were nervous.
What was the weather like there? Was it like low 80s and so? Yeah. So yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
We actually got like an overcast mist during the game, we were definitely in our sweaters and jackets right away. A lot of the girls were on the bench with their blankets, so it was a drastic change of weather. But I think we always say, you know, when we go into those type of environments, we can run for days because we're used to the 105-degree weather here.
Well, there, it helps you. And then when you come back to the Valley, and even if you stop off in Bakersfield, your hometown, or get back to Fresno, you open the door, right, and just get that heat still. It's just icky. Isn't it? Just an icky feeling. All right. I want to talk about, Coach, I want to ask you about your hiring process. You mentioned that you've been to a lot of different places. You coached at Biola as well. What led you to Fresno Pacific, the job opening? How did the interview process, and then you finally landing at Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, so I was at Biola, and I'm thankful for my time there under head coach Joey O'Keefe. And we kind of were looking for the next position, right, to be able to kind of take on a program and lead a program. So just kind of seeing the job posting here at Fresno Pacific, you know, Jaime getting promoted to the director of soccer. I asked Joey at Biola, I said, hey, is that a good position? And he said that's one of the top positions I'll recommend, because being able to learn from Jaime, legend in the game, legend in the area, has been here a long time, been competitive. So he was like, I definitely recommend it. And obviously, that's where I applied. And the interview process took a little while, was definitely thorough, which is really good. Came out here on you know, for the in-person, had a lot of Zoom calls. And it's been amazing to be able to come on. I think the application went through in January, got the interview in April, second interview late April, and then in person, you know, in May. So it took a little while, and then officially started July 1st. But it's been a pleasure to be able to, you know, come under Jaime, who's been doing it for so long, and been doing it at a successful level for so long, and learn from him. So it's been very good.
Well, you definitely have a good mentor. I am curious about this, the hiring process, especially for a college position, right? D2, junior college, you know, D1, it doesn't matter. It's a grueling process. Are they more concerned? Let's talk about Fresno Pacific. You think they're more concerned with, you know, the quality of person you are, how you're going to interact with whatever team you're coaching, compared to the X's and O's of the game? Is it even, or is it, you know what I mean? Like, what do they favor one over the other?
Yeah, I think obviously every AD is going to be a little bit different. I think it depends on their background. So if, you know, I think Kyle's background's a baseball guy. So when they're looking at bringing a coach in their specific field, I think they ask a lot more of the X's and O's. Obviously here we had a unique situation where Jaime is the director of soccer, so he asked a lot of X's and O's questions. But I think as a whole administrative staff, they're definitely more focused on how you are as a person, and obviously us being a faith-based institution, of where you are in your faith, are you going to be able to help lead us not just on and off the field like a normal program, but can you lead us in the faith-based aspect as well? So they put a heavy emphasis on that, and I think Kyle is very good at relationships, and you can tell from the second you step foot on Fresno Pacific, it's very personable and very about personal relationships, which is something that drew me here for sure. You know, when you're before the interview process, you're kind of like, what is it like?
Yeah.
But stepping foot on Fresno Pacific, you can see how special it is, and there's definitely that relationship emphasis on the individual, so it's good.
That's awesome. July 1st, man. Does it seem like 2 weeks ago? Does it seem like 6 months ago? I mean, does it? Right. What does it seem to you right now?
Yeah, it seems like it's blowing by, going by so quickly. It feels a little bit of both, like long and short at the same time. I think obviously coming in late in the game where you're trying to get everything settled in, we actually had a lot of youth camps going on at that time, so it made it even more hectic. But it's been great. We've hit the ground running. The games are coming fast. You know, we're already about, what, midway through? And it seems like we just started, but at the same time, it feels like we've been going for a long time.
I'm sure your head's swirling. First year coach, you got all these different nuances on campus that you have to figure out. Zoe, so I heard that you are like the unofficial tour guide on campus. Is that true? Gives the best tours to recruits. So what's up with that?
Yeah, so a lot of the times I give the tours to the recruits that come in, and they say I give the best tours, but what they really mean is I give the longest tours because all I do is talk. I like to think that comes from like my recruitment process, which I think was a little bit different from what it would normally be. And so like I like to try and be helpful to the girls that are going through it and like let them know everything that I wish I would have known when I was going through their whole hectic journey. So that's why I really enjoy it and why I keep asking to do them.
Well, what are some of those things? What are some of the things that you wish you knew when you were being recruited or in high school that now you're sharing with others?
Yeah, it's just, you know, again, faith-based institution. So like God just has a plan for you and you might feel like you're getting gray hairs, but you just gotta let it work its way out. And then for Fresno Pacific specifically, how much the faith is integrated into like our academics, which I didn't know going into it, but I really love it. And then just, you know, what's campus life like? What is the dorms like? What kind of people am I going to meet here? Just kind of the stuff that you don't really talk about that's like campus specific.
And you've experienced all that already, and then you let other people know. That's awesome. So Chloe, you're a sophomore right now, considered
yes,
a sophomore. So you have your hand in a bunch of awesome things, right? So not only are you a student at Fresno Pacific, but you're involved with youth, you're coaching your different player, different campuses, and you want to be a school teacher.
Yes,
that
I
is
want to do
awesome.
Special education.
That is awesome. So tell me about all the different things you do besides play soccer at Fresno Pacific.
Oh, gosh.
where do you start?
I work at Clovis North as an aide in the functional life skills class, which is like a class right above an autism. So work with kids that have cognitive disabilities. I work at Fresno Pacific as a ITEP leader. So I talk to different schools around the community about the ITEP program, which is FPU's new accelerated program to get your bachelor's in liberal studies in 3 years and your credential in one, so you're out of there in four. I also work as an in-home aide for a girl that has a cognitive disability that's at Clovis Adult right now, and so I help her with learning how to kind of live on her own so she can eventually move out and be in an assisted living that is pushing her to be by herself. And then I coach 2 8-year-old teams at Crossfire, and I coach as an assistant coach for the women's team at Edison High School.
Oh my gosh, that is remarkable. You're doing awesome things in the community. That is absolutely amazing. You're blowing me away. And to want to be an elementary or a teacher and help special needs students is absolutely amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Coach, I want you to speak on each of the girls right now, what they bring to the program. You're probably finding out new things about them today too, which is awesome. But talk about their roles on the field, on the soccer field, and then also what you've seen them off the field.
Yeah, so like I mentioned, coming in July 1st, getting to know all the players, it's been a challenge and rewarding at the same time, right? Trying to balance our conference schedules, everything on the field and getting them prepared, but also taking the time to get to know them off the field. I think it's been challenging, but it's something that we want to put an emphasis on and make sure that, you know, the players understand that it's not just about soccer here. It's about a little more than that. And yeah, learning everything about them and everything that they do. I think these two players are special right here, obviously freshman and sophomore. So we have something where we appoint captains, but then we have a student voted in leadership council that we call it. So each grade, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, have a rep that was voted in by the team, and you're looking at the freshman rep and the sophomore rep here. So it's not only can we recognize it from the coaching standpoint, but their own peers recognize it. And as you see, speaking to them, there's a reason they've been voted in by their peers to be able to represent. And that leadership council, what it does is little things that come up, as simple as do we want to do preparation on film today? We want to do it the next day? Or what do we feel that needs to be done to get us prepared? They have an influence on it, and I think it helps us to understand that it's our team, not my team, not Jaime's team. It's our team, and every single player has an influence on this. And I think that's the best way that you can be competitive and strive for championships. It's ours, not you know, certain people. So it's they've been a great help with that.
And is it true they're both defenders? Is that hear that right? So where are they playing on the field right now?
Yeah, so Zoe actually came to us a little bit as a center back. Now we shifted her fullback. Chloe's been across. She's been playing this season both as a fullback and center back. So they've kind of interchanged. There's been a couple games where we had a shift into a five in the back, and Zoe went in as a center back.
Why are you shaking your head? Was it a little too much at times, or
no,
what?
I always just make the joke that I stopped being a center back when I stopped growing. So I'm 5'2 right now, and you know, you don't see a lot of 5'2 center backs. So I always make that joke that it's just not, it's not for me anymore.
All right. So I want to ask you about your favorite classes at Fresno Pacific. Obviously, Chloe talked about how she is working with special needs kids, which was awesome. But Zoe, what about you? What classes? What are some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites, as much as I don't like the actual material, I love statistics right now because of my professor. So shout out Dr. Jennifer Carnes. She's great. It's just when you step into her class, sometimes, you know, it feels like she's yelling at you, but she's yelling at you with love. And, you know.
Is that kind of like Coach? As Coach?
No. Sorry, he just yells at you. No, but I step into that class at 7:45 in the morning, and it's like she's just on you. But then you actually sit and listen to, like, what she's saying, and she has your back, and she's just trying to help. So from the outside, you're like, oh, my goodness. But if you're actually in the class and you're sitting there and paying attention, it's like, wow, this is great. She's so passionate.
How long is that class?
50 minutes, I think.
Okay. So it probably goes by quick then.
Yeah, it really does.
Chloe, what about you? What are some of your favorite classes and things you've learned?
I only have 2 in-person classes this year, so it's kind of different with the new ITEP program, but I just started a new 6-week special education specific class, and it's my first class that specifically works with special education, and I love it because it talks about the behaviors and just kind of learning, like, why we think the way that we think. I took a music class last year that I learned the recorder on, and so that was probably my favorite class that I've taken so far.
Did you graduate to the piano, guitar, at least,
or I'm not? Still learning how to write the notes down in the book, but okay. We'll get there one day, hopefully.
All right. Fingers crossed. So I had the boys on, the men, right, the men's soccer team last year. Or last week, they talked about this crazy barbecue that they like to do. And
our team is single-handedly keeping them in business. But that is the place that we go to every single game. It never changes. And it's always yelled at right at the end of the game.
So instead of yelling, you know, getting together and yelling, you know, go team or whatever, you guys are yelling tacos.
We're talking about where we're going for dinner. We're always talking about food on this team, so.
Coach, you get to join them or not? Have you been invited yet to this?
Yeah, definitely. For Tacos TJ, they invite me. For some other things, they definitely exclude me for that. No, but it's good. Tacos TJ is a very good place. We go there just 10 minutes down the road from campus, and it's been a tradition, long-standing tradition since before we got here. So keeping the tradition alive, you know, we go down there, give them some good business, get some good food, and enjoy it.
All right, that's great. All right, so what about like other programs that you guys support? You guys go to the men's soccer games whenever you can, right? You guys, are all your games back-to-back? Help me out here.
In conference, yes. So okay. As soon as we start conference, they're all back-to-back. This year, the men's game is the early game, and we're the late game. Next year, it flips, and we'll be the early game. There'll be the late game.
So what are the normal times
for games? Usually, they're 5 and 7:30. But depending on each school, for example, Westmont doesn't have light, so we're playing at 11 a.m. and 3:15 or 12:30 and 3:15 or something like that.
Okay, got it. So are there, I mean, besides men's soccer, like, are there other sporting events you guys like to check out on campus?
So I'm a commuter. I don't live on campus, which means it's a little bit more difficult to get to the sports events. But volleyball is just so fun to watch. I love going to see our volleyball players. So I think volleyball is the main one for me right now, especially because they're in season. So.
Chloe, you able to check some stuff out?
Yeah, you'll definitely see most of the team scattered at all of the games. FPU is really good about supporting each other and just supporting the sports since a majority of our school is athletes. So once basketball season starts up, you'll see a lot of our team there. Baseball games, volleyball games, we're at everything.
All right, so I'm curious about this. You guys are both defenders, right? So your job is to literally take the ball out and defend your goal, right? So what is it really like defensively at the college level? Like, what are some of the little things that most people wouldn't know about playing defense at the women's level at Division II? Like, does it get rough? I mean, basically, like, how rough can it get? Let's be honest here.
It gets rough. It is very different from high school, and it's very much the time that you realize that you're not just playing for yourself, you're playing for your team, and it's important that they can trust in you to be able to just throw your body on the line and understand that you might come out with a lot of bumps and bruises, but your team supports you, and they know that you're willing to give whatever you have to stop the ball from going in the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people don't realize, I think, how much attacking we do as defenders. Like, mm-hmm. everything is built up from the back, and, you know, it all starts from us, or sometimes. So coming in from high school, it's like I didn't realize how much of a basically forward I'd be. So it's definitely different to experience that instead of just having one key goal of, you know, don't let them score. But now there's another aspect to that. And then, yeah, adding on to what Chloe said, like, putting your body on the line is definitely a big thing. You know, bruises, bumps, scraped
knees.
It's
almost like if you don't come out of a game like that, you're not doing your job.
Almost.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, but we all kind of wear them like trophies. So that's mm-hmm. the fun thing about it.
What's been one play this year that stands out to you? Has there been a certain play, like defensively maybe you made, or you saw one of your teammates made? Because I think there's a pretty special, mm-hmm. some really good saves we're gonna talk about later after the break. But is there a play that you guys stand out?
So when we were playing Lincoln University, I was chasing down a girl, and I slide tackled her. It was clean, all ball, but she fell and she did not get up, and. I think she ended up hurting her shoulder or something. I mean, the only reason I remember that is because I felt so bad. Like, it was so clean, so I couldn't, like, you know, feel bad because she wouldn't get the foul, but I just remember that one because I felt so bad for her. But those are just the things. It's, you know, that's just how the game goes, you know. The top dog always comes out on top, and if you're not going in strong, then you might be the one on the floor.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. You got to go in strong, right, Coach? Is that kind of the mentality that you're trying to instill in your defense?
Yeah, definitely. Since day one, we came in and we talked about the last couple of years have been conceding a little bit too many goals, and so we put an emphasis on our defending, but not just the back line, all the way up the pitch and how we press and, you know, the shape that we come out in and what we do in the midfield to limit the chances. But they know whenever we do any defending drills, it's get in there. We like to replicate kind of like Cholo Simeone at Atletico Madrid, where it's we defensively we're sound, we're hungry. There's a lot of times where we'll put them 1v1s against each other, and it's just a battle, and that's something that we have to replicate and hold that standard at training, so that way when the game comes, it's just a normal, you know, practice is a lot tougher. And we did a little bit of that last night with our strikers and defenders going at each other.
Are you a more defensive-minded coach or offensive-minded?
I like to say I have a balance of both, but I was a goalkeeper, so I love clean sheets, you know, make sure I tell the team they're just as valuable as scoring goals, and that's what we have an objective list every game, and that's something that we put at the very top is clean sheets, right? I think a lot of people don't celebrate them as much, but it's phenomenal, you know, to see the run of games where we had 4 games in a row without conceding a goal was phenomenal, and I mean, that was something that I was more happy about than, you know, the goals that we were scoring.
All right, so we got a couple minutes here, girls. Chloe, who's your favorite soccer player of all time, and do you have a favorite soccer team? What do you got?
I do not watch soccer.
Look at this. Truth bombs. I like it.
I only watch tennis, actually. but I watch the women's team when they do play, and I always liked watching Alex Morgan and all those players that you just hear about their stories and how they grew up, and you always dream about being like them or having the same goal as them. So,
and we got our, you know, local legend Lynn Williams from Bullard High on the Olympic team, so that was really, really awesome. Zoe, what about you?
Again, I also don't watch a lot of soccer, but for the women's team when they are on, Rose Lavelle has always been one of my favorites. Oh my gosh. Not just on the field, but off the field too. She has, I think she just She has a really cute dog. She talks about her dog a lot. And so I like that.
We can go in a lot of different directions with that. All right, we got to take a break here, girls. Thank you guys for coming in. That was a lot of fun. Chloe Mortensen. We didn't even get to high school stuff, so that's fine, right? Some of you are like, okay, now we're in college, so a new page has been turned. But thank you, Chloe and Zoe Lango from Clovis East and now Fresno Pacific University. Coach, we're going to bring you back on. We're going to bring in a couple new girls. So thank you guys for coming in. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us.
And now, the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters, here in the studio at ESPN live. If you guys miss any part of the show, you could go back to 790ESPNFresno.com. They're right there, man. Check it out, Sunbird Sports Show. You can listen to past episodes. This is episode 4. We're going to be doing this all through the year, all through the school year, all the way to 2025. So we're super excited about that. Hopefully you guys enjoy these great stories that these soccer women are going to be sharing with us. Also the soccer men were in the show last week. So this has been a lot of fun. All right. So now we got Monique Navarez. She is the goalie, and Mackenzie Madrone from Clovis East. She is a senior. They're both seniors right now. We got Roberto Hernandez, the head coach, here with us. So girls, we talked a little bit about the weather, how it just kind of stinks right now. Does it affect you guys? Do you guys like playing when it's 100 degrees, or would you rather play in like 50 degree weather? What do you think?
I really don't mind. I mean, growing up here in the Valley, it's always been hot. And you kind of just have to deal with what comes and what goes. It's normally summer can last forever. And winter could always come sooner, I guess, I would say.
Yeah, but Monique, you're the goalie, right? What do you prefer?
Just stand
there. It's more complicated than that. Just stand there. So what do you have a preference? You like it when it's super hot, or are you okay when it's cold?
When it's cold, sometimes like I freeze and then like I can't move. I would say like a little hotter, but also Fresno hot is like too hot.
Yeah.
Coming from down south, it's just like perfect weather down there. So it's just weird for
me. Is that a dig on Fresno? You see how she said that?
Yeah.
It's like perfect weather down there.
Whoa.
I think that was a dig.
Well, it is.
It is. It's like 70s, you know, it's nice. So I'm used to the colder weather, so it's nice, but I mean, I'm fine with the hot weather too. I've adapted up here.
Okay, good answer. All right, so Monique, I heard you're coming off an 11 save performance in that loss to 10th ranked Concordia. They said you made one of the most insane saves ever. True story. Do you want to speak first?
Yeah.
On that?
So she did phenomenal versus Concordia, but the insane save was Azusa, which was a game before that, but. That for sure we should submit to ESPN top 10.
All right, walk us through it. So Coach, well, how about from your perspective first, and then we'll get to Monique's.
From my perspective, there was a bit of a moment of thinking we conceded a goal here, and it was a cross. I came out and Monique was covering her near post, and you know it went central, and they got a free header, and it looked like it was in, and out of nowhere, like a ghost coming out of nowhere, Monique just got a hand to it and made that save. It was one of those moments where if we, you know, had a stoppage, a timeout, would have caught a timeout just to thank her for that save.
All right. Get it from your perspective. What were you seeing on that play?
For me, it was like kind of a shot on goal, and for me, it like popped up. And then for me, I was like, well, like, I should have held on to that. So I was like, dang. And then the opposite player was right there. And she got a little chip into the middle of the six. And then a girl just hit it. And I was like, well, I have to make up for the mistake I just did in my eyes. So then I just kind of, honestly, I blacked out. But I kind of just flew and hit it out. And it didn't hit me until, like, later on. But I just tried to do what I could for my team.
Mackenzie, were you looking back at that? Because you play forward, right?
Yeah, so from my perspective, I honestly thought we were going to get scored on. I could tell that she was kind of in a panic mode, more or less. But as soon as it just looked like she jumped off the ground, like rised and just flew across and saved it. And it was kind of like an uplift for the team, actually. It was like, okay, like, we got this. Like, if she can do something like that, like, we can always progress and do something as well.
Yeah, it felt really good, to be honest.
Yeah, it was like a good pickup.
Yeah.
Was it all not like it was just instinct though, right? Like you just reacted to it.
Yeah, like I said, I thought I botched the first ball, yeah. So I had to make up for it. And honestly, like I said, like I kind of just blacked out and just was like, just go do something, you know. So yeah.
So, Coach, I want to ask you, you know, again, you hired July 1st, and you're kind of still getting to know the girls and on and off the field. So let's talk on the field. Like, what do each of these two girls bring to Fresno Pacific University?
Yeah, I think we just obviously mentioned the saves that Mo brings, but not only the saves, her organization, her leadership. You know, she comes to us, she talks to us about what she's seeing in the back, and that goes a long way. I'm a little biased here being a goalkeeper myself, but I always say we turn into be the best coaches because we're coaching our entire careers, you know, talking about their communication. So she does a fantastic job of making sure she understands what we're asking for the back line and what we're asking for the entire team, and helps us organize that on the field, which is phenomenal, especially on set pieces. Kenzie, both on and off the field, like she's a captain for a reason. On the field, I think what she gives us is her... Being a striker is kind of funny. You don't expect them to be as much of a playmaker, but she is. She's one of those players that has a tendency to come back into the midfield and help us get out of pressure. So when we're struggling to go forward, she'll drop into the midfield, receive the ball on a half turn, come out and create that next play for us. So she's kind of that link of play. So on the field, that's been phenomenal for us. And on a lot of our set pieces as well, she's a target. We're looking for her, obviously with the height to be able to get on the end of those set pieces. But I think both of these players have made big impacts on the field in just a short time.
Are you really hard on your goalie? Because that's usually how it is, right? Like, if you play goalie and you become the head coach, like a catcher, right? You compare mm-hmm. it to baseball. If you're a catcher, you become a manager, you're going to be hard on your catcher. So are you pretty hard on your goalie?
I think I'm a little balanced. But our goalkeeper coach, Morgan Lark, she's been phenomenal. She's very hard on our keepers. They like to have a running joke that now that I'm a head coach, I'm forgetting a little bit of my roots. But I love my keepers. And definitely what the good thing, and I have to refrain sometimes of understanding, because sometimes I want to coach them. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously being goalkeeper, growing up as a goalkeeper coach as well. So sometimes that new responsibility of setting back and trusting Morgan to be able to, hey, you handle that because you have that relationship with her. They spend so much time together working individual. It's a unique position where we separate them from the team from, you know, 30, 40 minutes of training, and they're working together in their small little pod. So they have that unique relationship. So I kind of let her be hard on them.
So Monique, mm-hmm. was that difficult to transition then from high school to college? Like, do you like being coached really hard? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. or do you, you know, just accept it? Like, okay, coach is trying to make me better. Was that difficult for you?
I don't necessarily want to say it was difficult, because in high school, I didn't have that like goalkeeper coach that I would go on the side. I would practice, you know, with my teammates, like my field players as well. So I think it was different, but it was something I've always wanted, in a sense. Like, I had it with my club team, but being in that, like, playing for your school and having, like, that pride and stuff, it was, like, it's just a different, you know, atmosphere. So I welcomed it, and, I mean, if my coaches aren't telling me, you know, what I'm doing wrong, what I need to do better, then can I really improve, you know? So I take criticism because I want to be better, and I feel like, you know, even now I've feel like I really could still be better than what I've like shown. So, you know, just them continuously pushing me, I feel like helps me wanting to be better.
So Mackenzie, talked a little bit off air about your journey to Fresno Pacific, kind of a unique one, right? You've, you know, your senior year was wiped out because of COVID. You weren't sure if you wanted to play soccer or not at the next level. And here you are, what, 2024, your senior year, you've been named captain. Like, talk about your journey from high school and what that was like to now being named a captain and playing for Fresno Pacific.
Obviously, every girl's dream or every athlete's dream is to play in college. Coming out of COVID, it was just kind of unsure. I didn't really have many offers, little to like none. But I was almost acceptance of like, okay, I might have to hang up my boots. And when our first coach, my freshman year, Rob Podine, he found out that I wasn't playing anymore, he contacted me and basically was like, why are you not playing? And I just kind of gave him a little story. And he was like, just come play here. And I went on my visit. And it was really late recruitment as well. But as soon as, like, I came and I met some of the players, and I knew some of them from the Valley, I just knew, like, okay, this was God's calling. Like, I should be still playing. And so I committed here. And, I mean, being here has been the best 4 years. I mean, I've made friendships from people who I would have never crossed paths with, including Monique. She's one of my best friends. I mean, I would have never thought in my life that I would have met her. And I'm kind of, like, grateful that soccer did bring that to me. And being a leader is just an amazing feeling. I feel that, like, even though I'm the leader for the team, that they can always come to me and tell me things that I need to work on. And I think my team knows that, like, I can take criticism and that it's okay to tell me that I'm not being my best. So
that's great. That's a sign of a community, right? That's a sign of, you know, being able to mature through college, right? You think about high school and how you have to mature throughout high school. College is no different. Monique, what are some of the great things that you've experienced at Fresno Pacific? You came straight from SoCal, from high school mm-hmm. to Fresno Pacific. So mm-hmm. what are some of the really neat things that you've experienced at Fresno Pacific over these years?
Honestly, I think one of the main things is just, like, this community that we have, especially being, like, such a close-knit group. It's just different, you know, from, like, where it was and, like, the big city, you know. But I've enjoyed my stay here. I think it's been, you know, great. And like Kenzie was saying, like, I've met some incredible people, and also got to play, you know, the sport that I love as well. So honestly, it's just been a good ride. So I just hope to, you know, finish it off well and, you know, see what the future has in hold.
All right. So what does the future have? Right. What are, see how I did that? Look at that. Walked right into that. We got a couple minutes here. So what's the future you think hopefully holds for you?
Honestly, right now, I'm not exactly sure. I know I have another year of soccer to play. I do plan on using that somewhere. It could be FPU, you never know, but after that, I'm just gonna go into I want to be a sheriff's deputy, so that's really, like, what I want to go into and pursue for my future, and and a master's degree as well. So
Kenzie, what about you?
I want to be a third grade teacher. I want to go back and teach little kids. I feel like those are the years where you see huge development from kids. I mean, I have another year of soccer as well. I do graduate this year, but I mean, getting a master's would be amazing. I think just communicating with the coaches to see, like, where I stand and where we all stand. But, like, the future, I want to teach little kids.
There you go.
I want to be in the classroom.
Awesome. We need more teachers. We need people like you guys in the community giving back. I love it. Uh-huh. All right. We got Enzo Duffy here. He's going to ask you girls some questions from the student body at Fresno Pacific University. This is a great tradition that we've had so far on the show. So girls, just kind of lean in. We kind of open that door here so you guys can hear, but okay. Lean in and whatever question he throws at you, just find a microphone and answer. All right, Enzo, go for it.
All right. Thank you, Paul, first of all. I'm happy to be here once again, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the questions. We actually got one from Coach Cam. So Cameron Cherokee is asking Coach Roberto, actually. Coach Roberto, first question goes for you. Roberto, after leaving Fresno from your FCC playing days, did you ever imagine yourself coming back, and how has that transition been?
If you guys didn't know, Fresno Shiroku, who is our men's associate head coach, he was my coach. He was an assistant coach at Fresno City when I played. So I enjoyed my time here at Fresno City. Did I say I ever envisioned coming back? I wouldn't say yes for sure, but I definitely enjoyed my time here in Fresno. And obviously growing up in Bakersfield in the Central Valley, it's very similar. So when that opportunity came up, I definitely was excited to be able to take the opportunity and come back to Fresno, and it just works out that now me and Cam work together, and it's been a good aspect. We help each other a lot, and we bounce ideas off of each other.
That's amazing, Coach. Thank you very much. And next question comes from Julian Aran. He's asking Mackenzie. Mackenzie, how does being a senior striker affect your leadership on the team?
Honestly, it's nothing like any other position. I feel like on the field and off the field, leadership is something that you just have to have and want to have. For being a senior, I just feel like I do know a lot more of the college aspect when it comes to the game. And I know my job is to score, but also put my teammates in a better position as well. And if I can do that, then I know I'm doing my job correctly.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it. Ernie Aguilera is asking Monique next. Monique, you had an amazing save the other day against Azusa Pacific. So the question is, would you rather have one of those goal line saves or saving a pee kick?
Honestly, I would probably say the goal line save that I had recently. Just the adrenaline coming from that and being able to help my team in the way that I did. It honestly felt really good, so I would definitely say the goal line save that I had.
All right, next question comes from striker Fabricio. It's going to Zoe. So, Zoe, as a freshman, how does it feel to be able to get minutes and contribute to this competitive team?
I would say it was definitely surprising for me. I mean, as a freshman, you kind of come in with the mentality that, you know, you might not see the field or any minutes, and you kind of just have to be okay with that. But even if, you know, no one's really okay with that, so you really just got to keep working. And that was kind of my mindset was, you know, I would really love to see the field and see minutes this year. And so I just, you know, put my head down, did the nasty work, put in my effort, and I think it really worked out. And obviously, it's a team sport. I love contributing to the team and everything about it. So, you know, as a freshman, I just love that I can come in and do my part, even if it's, you know, not the biggest.
Zoe, last question comes from Lucas Ribeiro, goes to Chloe Mortensen. How do you feel your game has evolved at FPU after your freshman year?
I think that there's been a lot of growth for me, not just as a player, but also just as a person, and being able to support my team and grow with my team. I think that there's a huge change that happens when you go from your freshman year to sophomore year, not just on the field, but also starting to fit in and kind of figure out how your teammates play. So I definitely think that I have grown a lot as a player and just being able to figure out what works best with my teammates.
All right, those are great responses. And before kicking it back to you, Paul, here's what's coming up next at home for FBU. Volleyball is actually currently in action as we speak. They're taking down Menlo 2-0. They're currently just started the third set, and they're up 2-0 right now. They will be back on the court at the Special Event Center on Saturday afternoon against Dominican University at 2 p.m. and Monday also against Vanguard University at 3 p.m. at home. On Tuesdays, men's water polo play Merced College at 1 p.m. at Sunnyside High School, and then men's soccer take on UC Santa Cruz at 6 p.m. at Ramirez Field. As always, fans 18 and older are $10 to get admitted to the game, and 17 and under go for free. Back to you, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Enzo. Good stuff. All right. We got a couple minutes here. I'm going to throw some more fun questions.
Their way. I got a couple minutes here. All right. Would you guys rather be, anybody can answer, take the microphone, a famous actress, movie star, or a famous singer? Monique, let's start with you. You're right there. Yeah, look at you. I called you out.
Put me on the spot here. They're both really good. I'd probably say an actress. I don't know. I just, being in movies or TV shows, I don't know, just... I personally love them so much, so I would like, it would be fun to be in one.
All right, Mackenzie, you're kind of cringing right now. What, you got a good answer?
She's a hater.
You're a hater on all that glitz and glam?
She's a hater.
Between those two, I would say probably be an actor, yeah, or an actress, but I don't know.
That sounds like that's the hardest question that you were asked today.
It really is.
All right. Zoe, what about you?
Probably gonna have to disagree and say like singer. Oh. Sorry guys. Just because I've always really liked music and stuff, and I saw like 2 concerts this summer, so that was really cool, and I would do that.
All right, really quick. Who'd you see this summer then?
I saw Noah Kahan and Hozier.
All right. Mm-hmm. Last one, Chloe. What do you got?
I think I would also be a singer. I think it would be fun to go on tours and like visit different places and just have people that love you and like love being in your general area and just getting to like change people in the way that they feel.
Good answer. All right. Do you guys watch The Voice or anything? That's kind of one of our, there you go. Okay. She got some love for that. All right. All right. So thank you guys for coming in. This was a lot of fun. This is the Sunbird Sports Show. Thanks to Monique Navarez, Chloe Mortensen, Zoe Lango, and Mackenzie Madrone. And of course, Roberto Hernandez for coming in. It was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you. Until next week, go Birds.